This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of the old same Christmas work party? Bored of the old routine?
Oh, God.
Then you need the Norwich City Kyle Lafferty Christmas Experience, where Kyle will personally visit your workplace. And the best thing about it, there's no cost at all.
But don't I have lots of forms to fill in?
No, not at all. All you need to do is have an opinion on Kyle on any social media, and he will know where you work, how long you've worked there, and he'll turn up completely unannounced.
But I'm only 15.
He doesn't care your age. He's still going to kick down your door.
My party is on a Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m.
That doesn't matter. Kyle is completely available at any time, any weekend. The Norwich City Kyle Lafferty Christmas Experience. For the first time in his Norwich career, he won't be booked.
The Norwich City Kyle Lafferty Christmas Experience takes no responsibility for Kyle's behaviour and or when any damage to your workplace occurs.
Hello and welcome to the 11th, wow, 11th ever Little Yellow Bird podcast. I am John. How are you? And with me is Dan.
Brickham.
Lovely. How are you, Dan?
All right, thank you.
What do you think of the football?
We're coming hot on the heels, actually, aren't we? We're number 10 already because it was so bad.
Yeah, we haven't hung around, have we?
We thought we'd do it again. We want to do it earlier in the week, don't we?
We do want to do it.
A chance to listen to it.
Digest.
Mock us a bit more, perhaps.
Point at us in the streets.
Yeah, basically get more people listening to it for our egos.
Exactly. So, we had an away game, so better do this.
Norwich City Games, a carol, and somewhere that's not Norwich, home and away, we'll have a say.
Nice. So, we played Manchester City at Manchester City. How on earth did we get on, Dan?
We were doing right well.
Yeah.
And then Ruddy Wright buggered up, didn't he?
He did a little bit. It's a shame, wasn't it?
Sad that. We were talking before, because we don't just talk on this show. We sometimes talk before and after as well.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah,
That'd be good,
a bit of a weird atmosphere when I let you into the house just to not to say anything.
Silence, and then we just start. This is the first
Can
time we
acknowledge each other.
Nope.
Okay, I'm happy with that actually. But the Everton loss on penalties, followed by losing in such a sort of cruel fashion on. I was holding the mic wrong. So John's been doing funny little licky things at me.
If you put it under your lip.
And under my lip.
And then push it against your lip.
I could get a bit dumb and dumber and get stuck to it.
There you go, you're right.
So losing on penalties to Everton and then losing in the last couple of minutes just after equalising. I mean, you have to wonder what sort of psychological damage that might do to the players, because they were so close to such good results twice in a week and then walked away and come away with nothing. Alex Neil's a confident man. The players seem to be playing with confidence still, but you do wonder what sort of effect that has. But they can take away the positivity that they played very well against two top sides away from home in a week.
I think the psychological damage would be on par with some sort of war.
Yeah. Maybe what? Sort of humanity being wiped out?
I'd put it up to numb.
So a couple of days to get over it and then move on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get over it. For God's sake, it's been ages ago now.
Were you stationed in Narm?
Maybe they'll do some sort of poppy thing for how
a poppy
they're
appeal.
Feeling. Yeah. People have to wear yellow and green poppy because of it.
Ooh, maybe we should do that.
Yeah. Any way to get money.
Well, exactly, yeah.
We sound like we're some sort of money-grabbing freaks
now. Well, we are. Thank you to everyone who's donated, including my dad, who hasn't told me, but we saw on PayPal today that my daddy's donated some monies to us, which is nice, isn't it?
We're not going to get very far with 10p, but I will say.
but it's the thought that counts.
It's always the thought that
doesn't
counts.
Doesn't count for much, but it counts. What did you make? I mean, it was pretty horrible, isn't it? Losing the way we did. Do you think, big question,
no,
John Rogers.
Oh, sorry.
Do you think, John Rogers, that John Ruddy should lose the Y and become Declan Rudd in goal? Against the team we're playing next.
Pull his Y off. Is that what you're saying? What you want to pull his Y off?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes. I talked about it very briefly on the Little Dead Bird project. Out now. A little article we did today.
Oh, the things we sort of learned.
Yeah.
Available on our website.
And I said, I think it's time just for him to give a rest. Kind of like when Joe Hart was pulled out of the firing line and he was allowed just to kind of focus again, because he used to be fantastic, like properly. There was a run of games. I mean, you talked about it before. There's a run of games, about eight games, when he was astonishing and he won us games.
Yeah.
He won us points. At the moment, he's losing us points, which is the opposite of what he wants to do, obviously. So I think it's time for him just to have a little time just to make some dreadful noises. Make it just a time for him to just step back and let Declan Rudd, who I thought had a great game against Everton, made a two or three fantastic saves up. And then,
apart from where he head out a goal brainlessly,
I love that bit.
And he cleared a bit like Bruce Grobbelaar came running out, missed the ball, and we're very lucky not to concede. So, you know, this my point is, I think probably.
What do you mean my point is? This is my point.
Yeah, you finished your point, haven't you? My point is, I do think Declan Rudd should be given a chance, but I don't think it'll make any difference to how many points we accrue or not. But I do think, in order for the rest of the squad to know that no one's undroppable and also that people deserve chances, he needs to be picked now and to take John Ruddy out of the firing line, like you say. But at the end of the day, I don't think it will make any difference. I don't think he's the answer to our defensive problems. What we need in January, as well as centre-back now, does now seem to be perhaps a top-quality goalkeeper.
Where are we going to get one of them from?
I know this lad down Newton Flotman. He plays good goal.
He played good goal,
Good goal,
He's a tall bugger, isn't he? He's a tall bugger.
Well, I don't know. I mean, really, when if you say someone should be dropped and you should bring someone else in, you should back out with who. But Norwich have spend hundreds of thousands of pounds on the scouting network to be able to locate decent goalkeepers outside of this country.
And we also spent hundreds of thousands, literally, on John Ruddy, which was a great call.
Yeah.
You have to think. People think that when you want someone to be out of the team, you think you automatically want them. They're rubbish. And it's not a case of that. I just think he needs a rest.
Although I do think he hasn't been good. I think I've said this before on the show. I can't remember. He hasn't been good since that serious injury he had in Chris Hughton's first season as Norwich manager. Yeah. That's when John Ruddy was almost sort of not world class, but a very, very good goalkeeper.
Was that when he pulled his hamstring or waving his bone or something?
He was out for 5 months, wasn't he? And that was during our 10-game unbeaten run. And when he came back, I don't think he's ever been quite as agile.
No.
But so, I don't know. I think he hopefully can come back and be as good as he once was. But if it means bringing another goalkeeper who's top quality and may save us those points that he used to save us, then I'd be all for that as well.
Let's talk a bit more about the Manchester City game. It was cruel. It really was. I mean, they had two penalties. They missed one, but that's apart from that. But I just.
But we were bombing forward to get the second equaliser, so that's
true. But it was just so desperately close. I mean, complete luck. It's the first bit with luck we've got this season. Maybe I can't think of anything else we've had that goes close to it. The goalkeeper throwing the ball at someone's feet on the goal line, and Jerome doesn't miss them. We know that. Okay,
he nearly did though. He brushed off his foot.
No, he didn't.
He wasn't. If you look, I watched it. He's not looking at the ball when he scores.
Doesn't need to. That's why he's so good.
It's weird because Joe Hart's probably, is the most informed keeper in the country by a mile at the moment. He's been sensational for the last sort of 9-12 months. He is by far England's number one. And for him to do that, it's just extraordinary.
I saw a lot of people a few people on Twitter and on other forums saying that, well, Joe Hart made a mistake and no one's saying that he needs to be dropped, but that was like his first mistake in 20 games or so.
And there's something about the Joe Hart one that's kind of that can happen. But a John Ruddy sort of flapping for it, didn't know whether to punch, didn't know to, that's a scrambled mind. He doesn't know what to do with the ball there. And then hairing out, and you don't know, but it looked like he's shouting at Alex Tetti, my ball, my ball, my ball, which is why Tetti leaves it for Ruddy to collect it. Otherwise, Tetti just puts his boot through it, which he should have done anyway.
Yeah.
It just seems like Ruddy's mind might be a bit scrambled. And we have conceded a lot of late goals. Was it 6 in our 11 Premier League games we've conceded in the last 10 minutes?
It's just such a shame, because you think it's just little tiny moments that will change so much in the season. A couple of them for Tetti, for example, that give that silly free kick that he gave away against West Ham.
No, and John, you know, John Ruddy should have done better with that as well.
Exactly, those little tiny moments, and it's what, that's 3 points at West Ham. That's another point.
And not only that, it's not just the points. It's sort of psychologically that a win at West Ham and a point at the Etihad, huge psychological lift.
That puts us in the same points as Swansea, which we play
next,
coming up
on Saturday. Yeah,
that was good, wasn't it?
That was good. Seamless. Wow. Are we talking about them now, or are we waiting?
No, we'll wait for the second bit.
So seamless to an
seamless
extent. Then. But yeah, it's psychological as well, isn't it? Beating West Ham away and drawing at Man City would have been huge results.
It would have been. So
poor old Alex Neil, way.
Poor Alex Neil, because he did a great job,
that
I thought.
Was tactically set out brilliantly.
What was the tactics, would you say, then?
Sort of overrun in the wide areas, so that Malumbu and Tetti were moving across to help the fullbacks out and stopping them attacking De Bruyne and
Jesus
on the other side, Navas.
Jesus,
yeah, stopping them getting in behind, and it worked perfectly. I mean, so much so that they brought Sterling on to make a difference, which is, you know, a big hat tip to Alex Neil's tactics and how well the Norwich sort of performed until the last 10 minutes.
I thought Brady had a really good game on the right hand side, because he used that pace to get. That's what another tactic. As soon as we get the ball, get it wide to the fullbacks and just bomb, go and just push everyone forward as close to the goal we get, and get a throw and slow the game down.
He's probably been our most consistently good player, hasn't he?
Yeah,
only because Wears hasn't played every game. But
yeah, true. I think he would be my player of the season so far.
Yeah, he's been really good, and he's been in two. I mean, he's a left winger, or somebody who's, you know, plays in midfield, and he's played at left back for most of the season, and now he's played at right back.
Again, that kind of makes me really frustrated, because the time we've actually given Alex Neil some money, some decent money,
£7 million,
he's got a really good player.
Yeah.
There's not many people who wanted Brady, and it's like, when it started rolling on, like we offered like £3 million or something, and it doubled in the end to get him.
But he's worth that money, though.
Yeah, he is. He really, really
is. I mean, if you think about the problems we've had at right back, We'd happily take a £7 million right back, wouldn't
we? Yeah, of course, yeah.
And that's essentially what we've got with a left back, isn't it? £7 million left back, and he's been good.
I'm trying to think of a goalkeeper we could buy. Do we need one? I know we're going back to a little bit, but do we need one with Declan Rudd?
Well, it's a lot of. I know he's not exactly young, but he is inexperienced in the Premier League. But I know that people say, well, John Ruddy was inexperienced when he first played in the Premier League, but he also had a big run of games behind the same back four for a long time, and Declan Rudd hasn't had that. And I still go back to that. It was great saves against Everton in the Cup. I still go back to the fact he came out of goal like he didn't know what he was doing at one point, and that to me doesn't scream like he's going to make a massive difference to how many points, whether we win a match or not. But I think he should be given a go, and if he's brilliant, then absolutely brilliant, keep him in there. If he's not, then I think we've got to bring Mark Bunn back from Aston Villa. He's the answer to our prayers.
The Bunster. On that depressing note, we lost again, unfortunately.
We did.
We're going to talk about our Norwich City tonic.
That last game was pretty crappy, wasn't it? I would describe it as something chronic. But don't worry, because we're here for you. Because we're offering you right now a healthy drink of the Norwich City Tonic. Get it down, ya. Yummy.
Yummy indeed. Dan's doing a weird face. What's wrong?
My headphones nearly fell off.
Okay. So, what we try to do when we lose, we try to boost you up and think of the good times. The good times we used to have.
Do you remember those? We've not had many, actually, have we?
So this week is.
And we're not just talking about the football. We've just not had many good times.
I haven't had anything.
We?
Nothing. No. Look at me. So today we're going to talk about the Chris Hughton years. They were great years, weren't they? Can you remember that?
Well, we did finish pretty high in the league.
With the best ever Premiership finish.
10-game unbeaten run. Alex Tessie's amazing goal, and just before we got relegated, never won again.
What are we really talking about, though?
First time you met a Norwich City player.
Who was yours?
Mine, I think. Well, I remember the first person I saw was Mike Walker. in the telephone box. If anyone know, if anyone drives down the A140 every day outside of Norwich, I grew up in Newton Flotman, and there used to be a telephone box. I don't think it's still there, on the green right by the A140, just past the bridge over the River Taz, where a mate of mine was dangled over the edge once. And I saw Mike Walker in there on the phone.
Are you sure he just was a tramp?
No, it was definitely Mike Walker. He had a very expensive car, Mercedes or something like that. And he had his mullet, silver fox mullet. But that, the first one I met was... So I was brought up near Newton Flotman Village
Hall. That's the worst story I've ever heard. A man was in a telephone box.
It was really... I was like, what would I have been? 11 years old?
Yeah.
I was. That's incredibly exciting.
Yeah, it was.
Although these days, when you see a man in a telephone box, they're either pissing or looking for porn cards, aren't they? Aren't they, John?
I don't know.
Or both at the same time.
I don't know that.
So the first one I met was Neil Adams.
I'll tell you why. Nice.
I lived near Newton Flotman Village Hall, so just around around the corner from it, I lived. So there's a little sort of stone track up to the Village Hall.
He's posh, ladies and gentlemen.
I live in a little bungalow, actually.
Posh.
And still live in the same bungalow. And not that I'm getting chippy. And Neil Adams... Well, a car pulled over, me and a couple of mates, and Neil Adams popped his head out the window and said, "Can you show me the way to Newton Flotman Village Hall, please?"
Oh.
And I just said, "It's just round the corner there." And it was literally 20 yards around the corner. And he drove off. That was my first experience. And I felt like I was a bit starstruck. I don't think I'd ever met anyone famous at that stage in my life. No, no one. Oh, I saw Jasper Carrot in an airport once.
Right.
First famous person I saw, Jasper Carrot at an airport.
Nice.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I don't know, 7 or 8.
Wow.
Yeah,
I will say we when we first put this Norwich City Tonic idea together, I didn't think we'd hear about probably 3 of the worst stories I've ever heard in my life.
Well, go on then.
Well,
let's get.
I went to an orgy, and I guess he was handing out the condoms.
Tim Sherwood.
And it was just him on his own. When the first ever...
Was that in highs or
I have to say,
Icon?
My first professional footballer I ever met,
yeah,
came face-to-face contact with, didn't talk to him.
Right.
Was Niall Quinn.
Oh, okay.
When I was mascot.
You wouldn't have been face-to-face, would you? Because he was about 7 foot, yeah, and as a mascot, you'd have been 12 inches or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Still growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I saw him and Keith Curl, and they were both swearing quite loudly,
quite
aggressively, and like slapping each other's backs and pointing and saying another F word. And
Being sort of jocular, men down the pub kind of thing.
I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story because it'll spoil the book.
Oh, yeah, this story is in the Tales from the City book that John was just lucky enough to be a part of.
But you said, I've got a really good story about... It's Mike Walker in a phone box.
I didn't tell you it was a good story.
Why have we done this one? This is awful.
We decided to do the first Norwich player you ever met because we thought about it.
Oh, Norwich player. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my
fucking hell. We thought about this 2 minutes before we started recording.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
And, well, you know my first Norwich player then. I can't tell you because it'll spoil the book.
Oh, no one's going to buy the book if they haven't.
They will.
No, they won't. Give him a little taster.
I came eye to eye with something.
Yes, you did.
I wasn't allowed that line in. That was taken out of the book.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
right.
I want it in.
Although I can't imagine it was eye to eye because the player... this is just what you did. Yeah, you walked into the changing rooms and the first thing you saw was...
Royal Fox's penis.
There we go. Moving on.
So, that was a lovely Norwich...
What did it say to you?
What, the penis?
What sort of...
Please help me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that book is available in...
Available now from some good bookshops.
Hmm.
There we go. That was it.
And my bin.
Are you throwing it away? Where is it? Can we sign it for you?
No, not really.
No. Okay. Hmm. So we're going to do the next thing. What is the next thing, Dan?
I don't know what we're doing next.
We can either do Dan versus John or we can do the tweets.
Let's do Dan versus John.
Sure?
Yeah, why not? You're supposed to be running this thing.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Who cares? I care because I'm bloody winning. So this week is Dan's turn to give me a tricky question of orgasmic proportions. I'm just filling while he's playing with his pen lid.
Yeah. Right, so I've gone more contemporary this time.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to rap it?
And after cheering everyone back up, we are going back to Chris Hughton days. We really are now.
Shit.
So what I want to know, in the season we got relegated,
yeah,
this is really cheering everyone up now, isn't it? seven players, seven Norwich City football players scored...
One goal.
Scored more than one goal.
More than one goal.
More than one goal. Five, by the way, already have this season for us. Seven. I want you to name all seven.
Oh, fuck off.
But it's two seasons ago. But you can have three wrong before you're out.
Where's Houlihan?
Wrong.
You're joking.
No, he scored one.
That's what you said, isn't it? Who scored?
You know I didn't say that.
Oh, this is all seven.
All seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. It's two seasons ago,
Can I do a joke?
Think, okay.
Rookie right, Van Wolfswinkel.
I was going to do the seven who scored only
Can't
one.
Can't I just do five out of seven?
No, I'd rather you do seven, John.
Why?
Because it should be, it's two seasons ago. It's less than 2 years ago.
I've just made a reasonable guess at someone and it's wrong already.
Well, go for the obvious ones then.
I can't even remember who was striker.
Bloody hell.
I can't.
It's almost as if you've rid that season from your memory. I can't think why.
Okay. Okay.
You were still one of the last people I remember on Twitter who wanted Hughton to stay there.
Bessong.
Bessong didn't score a goal. So your first two guesses are incorrect.
Bradley Johnson.
Yeah, you got three.
Yeah. Booyah.
Yeah.
Okay. You think Wes would have, wouldn't you?
No, he didn't really play too much, did he, that season? And he wanted to go away. And he didn't celebrate when he did score that goal.
I can't remember what season it was.
What? So if Ricky wasn't scoring our goal up front, who was scoring our goals from up front?
Two seasons ago.
Yeah, the season we got relegated.
Grant Holt still there.
Was Grant Holt still there?
I don't know when he left. Grant Holt. Really?
No.
What year am I thinking of then?
I don't think you're thinking of anything particularly, are you? I don't think any pertinent thoughts are forming in your brain. You've lost already, by the way.
Let me have one more go then. That's not fair. This is going to be rubbish then, isn't it?
All right, you just touched my knee with your foot.
Was that your knee?
That's not
going
to make me want to have another go.
Let me have one go.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to even remember who we had in the squad.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I can't. I'm not very good at this sort of thing.
I'll tell you what. Can I tell you? Oh, this is a big clue. One, two. This is a big clue. One, two, three, four. In fact, only one of those seven is still at the club. Or is still currently sort of playing for the club.
That's why. Okay. Paul McVeigh. okay. I'm not very good at this sort of thing. I can't remember.
What, Norwich City questions?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a question that I like give you? Like good ones?
That is a good one. It's from 2 years ago.
So what?
You've got one person so far. Come on. We've got to move on. Otherwise, we're going to be here forever.
Okay. I'm trying to get like the peripheral ones. Cause that's where the...
I don't think you should get the peripheral ones. You should just get the ones that are correct.
Well, I went Wes and you said no. I think that's wrong.
No, it's definitely right.
And they're all left.
One's still there. One is still playing for us. And the others are either left permanently or on loan away. Elsewhere, on loan away. loaned elsewhere. Currently on loan at a separate club.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, I can do the what? Gary Hooper.
Yes, for fuck's
sake. Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to do the ones that are like...
Well, just get some, okay. You know, so it's not so dull for the people who haven't True. Switched off yet. So Hooper, he got 8. He was our leading goal scorer that season.
Was he?
That
era.
That era.
Didn't Elliot Bennett?
No, he didn't score.
He did?
No, he didn't. Ryan Bennett did.
What did I say?
Elliot.
Oh, sorry.
Did you mean...
I did, I swear.
Did you?
I probably he scored the header against things.
Yeah, he only scored once, so you're still wrong. Oh. You give up now?
Yes, rubbish.
All right, that's not rubbish. Questions. So Snodgrass.
Yeah, boring.
Snodgrass.
Yeah, but it's...
Leroy Fair, Johan Almander, Johnny Howson, and Carl Pilkington, as I accidentally subbed into a piece on our website today, Anthony Pilkington.
I don't think you're right.
I am right. Wikipedia says I'm right. And also stats.
That is the shittest question.
It's not a question.
I give you like good things that act relative to things. Who scored for Chris Hughton? The worst season I've ever seen in my life.
I'm sorry if a question about 2 seasons ago is too
difficult for you.
But demand
when it was.
It does. Well, it's better than asking who were the 7 top scorers in 1967.
Yeah, but I gave you an option. You had to only get 10 out of 22. I had to get all 7.
Right, anyway, you're coming across as a bad loser.
You're a bad quiz
That's
master.
A good question.
My League Cup one was good last week.
No, shit. Sponsorship. You're just reading out sponsors. Are you trying to desperately get a sponsorship from one of these people?
Oh, it's a shit. No, I'm not doing this next week because it's rubbish. We don't get any right. You ask crappy questions that are boring that you've just come up in the last 2 seconds. Oh, by the way, who scored goals? I'll give you all the ones who scored one goal.
Go on then.
Ryan Bennett.
Yeah.
There you go.
And?
Ricky Van Wolfswinkel.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, and?
And is it, how many more are there?
5.
Russell Martin.
No.
I don't think you're right.
I am right.
Olsen.
Yep. You're not winning anything
Tetti.
From this. Yep.
See? That's easier.
Let's just move on. Let's move on. It was also...
Won the Murphy twins.
Whittaker, Josh Murphy.
Ah! See? Boom!
Nathan Redmond.
I got... That was better. I think I should get a point for that.
John's running around in his pants now. He's so angry. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll do the tweets now then.
Okay.
What's wrong? What's happened?
Nothing. Just watching the football. Billy's still being pants. Right. Tweet.
Bam, 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 bam,
bam. You still not done a... Still not done a jingle for that then.
This is it.
No.
It's live jingle.
Okay. Right. So we asked if Norwich's agonising defeat to Man City was a song, what song would it be?
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Why?
Was it raining in Manchester?
No, I don't think it was it? Hmm. No. So number 10.
10, 10.
Mark
10,
Lincoln 10. At Mark L1NC5. In honour of Hart and Ruddy, Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop Dogg.
Yo.
Norwich City fan
Drop
Snoop
it
Dogg.
Like it hot.
Quite a few, it's a good one, but quite a few people came out with that one. But Mark Lincoln was the first. So
well done, Mark.
That's why it's low as 10. Number 9. Bloody John Punt at Pantino again. Joe Heartbreak Hotel. Elvis Presley.
Oh,
can
nice.
You give us a bit of Elvis?
On my way home.
Stroke? Has he had a stroke?
Oh, man, it's no.
That's like Father Ted does, Elvis. One of the, anyway, number 8, Steak and Tetty at Steak O'Kidney.
Oh, yeah.
The Lumberjack song by Monty Python. It starts sensibly, then ends up slightly nuts, exactly like the game.
Nice.
Oh, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. Work all night. Play all day. Is that it?
Sleep all day.
We often wear lumberjack shirts, don't we? Have you ever...
It's a nightmare.
Have
to
you
draw.
Ever opened split open a bit of wood with your axe?
I have, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Painful.
Did you get a splinter?
We got something.
Number 7, Duncan Edwards at Duncan Edwards 8. Big mistake by Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah, but Alex Tetty scored one goal and I got that right.
What?
Alex Tetty scored one goal and I got that right.
What are you talking about?
Dan versus John.
Why have you gone back to that for?
Because I'm angry, because I want a decent question for once.
But that wasn't the question, who scored one goal.
I thought it was.
No, you didn't think it was. Sorry about that, Duncan Edwards.
Sorry, Duncan. Big Dunk.
Who's your favourite singing soap star, by the way? Natalie Imbruglia?
Craig McLaughlin.
Oh, what was that song he did?
Mona.
I remember that. I bought that.
Did you?
Just after I bought Kylie and Jason's duet.
Oh.
Yeah. Scott at Argus. He's gone for three.
And is that allowed?
We'll see why. Brittany, oops, I did it again. Whitesnake, here I go again. Status quo, again and again. So he's done a little theme of things happening again and again.
What happened again?
Losing.
Oh.
John, losing. Number five, Richard Freezer, who also went for one of your songs again. I can't remember which one.
I like him.
Probably he likes you a lot. Is he you? Is it you? Is this an anagram, Richard Freezer of John Rogers? No, there's no Z in Rogers, is there?
Mate, he's as cool as me.
He's Butterfingers by Tommy Steele.
Cool, that's a bit...
Yeah.
That's older than one of your...
He says, don't you just love a Google? What's the favourite thing you've ever Googled, John?
What's the what?
Favourite thing you've ever Googled.
My favourite thing I've ever Googled? Yeah. Your face?
You don't have to Google that.
No, the words, your
not
face.
You've got a picture of it in your wallet. Number four, Duncan Edwards again. I didn't realise I'd given him
that's
twice.
That's not fair.
Nirvana, Something in the Way. Russell Martin's Elbow.
Something in the Way?
Yeah, Russell Martin's Elbow. Nirvana's the last track on Nevermind.
Yeah, but...
A little ditty about smoking crack under a bridge, I think. Remember that?
Talking of smoking crack on the bridge, who's number two?
Number three, you mean?
Oh, shit.
They almost is Richard.
Oh, yeah,
he's
sense.
Always smoking crack under Cara Bridge, he is. Have you Etty Had It Blue by Style Cancel, which is Have You Ever Had It Blue?
Okay, it's good.
Have you ever...
Did
have
you get, you there was Etty one that was blue. Quite recent.
Number two from our friend Fionn Thomas.
Yay!
Do you a little Fionn?
Mm-hmm.
She's gone for Ruddy Rushes In Where Teddy Fears to Tread, which is Fools nice. Rush In Where Angels Fear to Tread.
Nice.
I think that's Sinatra's song, but I'm not sure. That's a good number two. No speaks, that would have won. But number one this week, Joe Lovell at Joe Level. No, that can't be right. Joe Level at Joe Level. Shot at the Goal and Martin Saves You Give Rudd a Good Name by nice. John Bon Ruddy, which is Bon Jovi's song. So well done, Joe Lovell. Level.
Can I add one?
Okay.
I'll tell you, and you tell me which one number this has got to be. This is from Matt Harper.
Yeah.
He said, John Ruddy, Etty Had a Bad Day.
Etty. Oh, yeah, I didn't get it.
Etty Had a Bad Day. That's
quite
good.
Is a good one. So I didn't get it. My fault.
That's where we're going to put that.
We'll knock one of Duncan Edwards out because he got two.
Yes, where was
so
that?
So number four.
Number four. Well done, Matt. You are number four.
Cool.
That was good, wasn't
it? Number 10. Well done, everyone. Thanks, everyone. Especially as you only had a day to do it, and we had loads and loads of replies. Aww. And thank you, everyone, for putting who the artists and bands are as well, because I'm a bit dense.
What's your favourite song?
My favourite song of all time? On the Ball City. That's my favourite song.
Is it? Yeah. Sing it to us. What's the eighth word? He's whispering, didn't he?
Danger.
Correct, yeah. I love that.
You asked that Simon Thomas and he got it wrong, didn't he?
He did.
People
get it wrong.
Say City.
On the Ball City.
Yeah.
Busy 2 for C. Works every time. Do you know why? Because this is Home and Away Part 2.
Fucking get on with it.
So, who on earth have we got on home this week?
We've got the Welsh interlopers, Swansea. Mm. Do you know what's interesting, mildly, about Swansea? When we first came to the Premier League, it pitted two of the brightest, youngest, upcoming British managers,
yeah.
Lambert versus Rodgers. Now they're both out of jobs. And now we've got two more brightest, youngest, up-and-coming British managers.
Yeah, we have, haven't we?
Yeah. So well done, Swansea and Norwich, for that, at least.
I mean, Gary Monk... wasn't everyone's first choice,
no.
I'm sure, but he's done a great job, isn't he?
Brilliant job.
Although they're not that far away from us at the moment. They're only 4 points away.
When he was sort of appointed at the same time, well, that's not true, a couple of months before Neil Adams was appointed as Norwich manager, and both of them sort of came from backroom staff. I mean, Monk's much younger, but it shows that it can go either way when you point from within. Mm. But Monk's done brilliantly, sort of. But yeah, they've won one in their last six games. Only won one away. Which was their one last away game, which was at Villa, though. I think was that Sheward's last game? Might have been Sheward's last game.
Mm.
And they're really struggling to score at the moment.
Who's conceded the most goals this season, do you think?
In the Premier League?
Yeah.
Sunderland now, after, the, isn't
yeah.
it, I think? Yeah.
What's
Sunderland, Newcastle and Bournemouth conceded more than us, have they?
Nope.
No?
We've conceded more than Newcastle.
Okay. But Bournemouth have conceded more than us.
Yeah.
One, and not one. Scored as many.
No.
I don't think.
No, 12. And we've scored 15. Which 15 goals is not bad, is it? It's right. Same as Man United have scored this yeah. season. But they have only conceded 8 and we've just conceded 23 goals. I got 23 goals to save. 23 goals to save.
John Ruddy has had 23 goals to save, and he's not saved them, has
he? And he hasn't saved a goal because he's pretty old.
What do you think's going to happen in the football match on Saturday? Against the Welsh.
We're both going, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Where are you sitting?
Where am I? I'm in the Gerald.
Whereabouts?
I can't remember now.
Should we touch base at halftime?
Yeah. Fist pump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Reeve fist pump.
Yeah.
Or bone crushing handshake, yeah. as the lovely Jack does.
Yeah. We're gonna get interviewed by Jack afterwards as well, aren't we?
We're not. We're gonna viciously attack him, we said actually.
I didn't, you did.
I said we'll viciously assault him in balaclavas.
Yeah.
Is what we
and
actually
I said,
said.
No, let's just have our interview and we'll come across as nice.
I said, no, let's get a van. Get balaclavas on and put him in the back of the van and drive away.
Then what? Then what are we going to do, Dan?
And then do a, what's it called? A ransom. And then that could be our donated money to the Little Yellow Bird Project.
That's a good idea.
Here we go. Saturday, do you think this is...
You've ruined it now,
not
me. Do
you think this is the biggest game of the season ever, of any football game ever? How big would you say this game is? Is it Jan Mulby proportions? Is it Gary Hooper? Or is it just kind of a slim line?
I'm going to go for Gary Hooper's knee big.
Okay, he's got big, chunky knees, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because
if we win, what happens? Absolutely nothing, unless Chelsea lose.
But it's massive, isn't it? Because who have we got? Have I written this down? I haven't written this down. We have got Chelsea, Arsenal, Man United, Everton, and Spurs in the six games after that. Five of the six games
ready for
after
this?
That.
I'm going to make a big, bold prediction right now.
Okay.
And people say, oh, they're being negative. And I go, well, who the hell are you? Can you get out of my car? But then I'm going to say to them, I don't think we're getting another point until the day after Christmas.
Jesus Christ. Why?
Look at the run.
Yeah, but Chelsea are shit. Everton are beatable. Man United can't score. We nearly drew at the Etihad.
I don't think we're going to get another point.
So you think we're going to lose on Saturday to Swansea?
Yeah.
And away at Watford?
Yeah.
Why? Justify yourself.
What do you mean, why? Because Watford on a flying at the moment.
Well, they won two games in a row.
Exactly. And they've got more points than us.
Yes.
There we go.
Right. Are you serious?
A little bit.
Okay. Put money on it then.
All right. How much? I'll put all of the donations. That would be amazing. Imagine that.
I think we're going to beat Swansea.
Okay, good. I hope we do. I don't want us to.
I don't want us to. Our last two games, we've played well. And I have full confidence in Alex Neil making sure our players are confident. And Swansea away form is very poor. They've been playing pretty poorly as well. I think Swansea will be fine, but at the moment they're not playing well at all. And I think when we play against teams who don't mind passing it around, we've done okay, apart from Southampton, but we were down to 10 men pretty early.
That's what I was going to say to you. I did.
And Mbakani needs to come back.
He does. That's what I was going to say to you. Do you think if we'd have played the formation we played against Man City, against Newcastle and Southampton, we'd have got more points?
Southampton's hard to say because we were down to 10 men.
It's not Southampton. Classic.
Newcastle, I think he set us up right. They were awful. They can't defend. So attacking formation's probably fine. I think. And I think it'd have been overly negative to have played five at the back against the bottom size in the Premier League. But I take your point, though.
Was it really a five? It was more of a three.
It was three.
Brady was whipping up that.
Yeah.
And so was Olsen.
It was five in defence. Well, it was seven in defence because Malumbu and Tetti dropped back in defence as well.
I said this would be a seven in the back, didn't I?
You did,
and
actually.
You all looked at me and go, oh, he's a tool.
Yeah.
Bang. I know what I'm doing, man.
Yeah, so you genuinely think we're going to lose on Saturday?
I think we are.
Oh, dear. Why?
Jonjo Shelvey.
Oh, he's a cock, isn't he?
Exactly. He scored against us when he used to play for Charlton.
Did he?
And he celebrated in front of the away fans and sat with his legs wide, really wide, and then did like double fist pump.
Yeah.
Fuck, you've scored a goal in League One, mate.
He looks like the kind of man who's been dropped from a spaceship fully formed by aliens, doesn't he? Because he's just so bald and he looks completely hairless. He looks like he's kind of an alien. This is what a human looks like. Drop him down, fully formed.
I disagree.
Really?
He's got a really sensitive body disfigurement. So.
I thought he was going to say he's really sensitive and plays sort of ballads on his guitar every night.
I do.
We know you do. So you go. I'm going for the win. 2-1 win. Still don't think we'll keep a clean sheet.
2-1 win. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Or any sort of win, just psychologically
massive. Just to get the fans back on the Alex Neil side.
And then it's Chelsea. One last question. Yeah. Will Mourinho be Chelsea manager when we play them in a couple of weeks?
I think he will not. Who have they got, do you know?
On Saturday, I don't know.
Yeah, well, let me click on them.
You've got the internets in front of you because you have to steal my laptop.
They're playing a team called someone, schedule and scores. Oh, God. How do you even use your fucking thing? They've got Stoke.
Away or home?
Away.
Stoke lost their last two.
That's the last thing you need. Stoke away, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not really, is it? I mean, Man City away is the last thing you need, probably.
They'll get crouched.
Or Arsenal away. Crouch has barely played.
What about Peter Crouch coming to Norwich?
What about it?
In January.
You know, this has already happened.
No, in this January. Would you think that's a good idea?
No. Like bringing El Mander in, isn't it?
Not really.
Yes, it is.
He's bound to get you a couple of goals.
Last
5 minutes.
I have faith in Mbakani scoring goals for us, yeah.
He scored two.
Scored obviously, but
tell me I'm true or not. Has he scored two?
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
Right, thank you very much.
Who?
Mbakani.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What's your point?
I don't know, there isn't one. I just want to get some sort of argument going.
Okay, Jerome scored two as well, you twat.
How many grab and Scott?
No, you wanker.
You bet with me at £400 that Graben would score more goals than Jerome for Norwich this season.
Was it 400? I thought it was 600.
£600.
£600, yeah. I still go with that. Jerome was poor, I thought. He didn't hold the ball up at all.
Oh, he wasn't.
Bounced off him. His touch was terrible.
No, that's not true. There's numerous times when he got in behind and held the ball up.
No.
There was. Link-up play was
crud.
No.
Oh, crud. That's retro, isn't it?
Cruddy.
Crud. Cruddy Ruddy. Cruddy.
There was a couple of times. Oh, we didn't do any chance.
Cruddy hell.
We didn't do any Halloween puns, did we?
No, we can do bonfire ones next week. Okay. No, this is this week.
Is it? So ready? Mm. It'll be a bang in time.
I think Wes will score with a... No.
A wheel.
No.
Catherine.
A
wheel.
Whiz.
A whiz.
Whizzing.
A whiz bang. I got hit by a firework once.
Sorry about that.
It wasn't you.
I was aiming for your girlfriend.
What? What's wrong with you today?
I don't know.
Have you been drinking again? Have you been drinking? It was in a bottle, like old school.
Yeah.
And literally lit it. And just a little bottle. We just watched it go, like land on its side. And we both looked at each other. It went, right into me. Hit me full pelt on the stomach.
Shit.
I jumped over a fence because I thought numerous would be coming rather than just one. And I ripped my knee to pieces. I can show you the scar a little bit.
One mate of mine once set fire to the back of my head when I had curtains, long curtain hair.
Did you?
Yeah, set fire to it in Fat Paulie's, which is an old club down Angley Square.
I played there. I did a gig.
So did Casual Jack.
Did he?
Casual Jack will be making a return at some point, by the way, when John can get his arse kicked.
He wasn't even here today. What do you want me to do? Ring him up?
Yeah, it was.
Let's ring him up now.
No, let's not do that.
Why?
Live?
Yeah. Should we try and do
Why wasn't
live
he in work
Jack?
Today?
What?
Why wasn't he in work today?
I don't know.
Well, because he might be away. I don't want to ring him while he's on holiday.
He's not on holiday. He's just really ill.
He's probably swatting up on football stats, isn't he?
Quite good, isn't it?
No. He probably won't answer. We've gone on for ages now. We should probably shut up.
Okay, sorry.
What's the score on Saturday?
I'm going to go for 8-0.
To Swansea?
I'm going to go for 1-1.
Which said we wouldn't get a point.
But then...
You're turning into Jake Humphrey. Changing opinion every 2 seconds.
So hopefully it will be a fantastic 3-0 win with Hoop again, hat-trick.
Or Amanda or Snodgrass.
Yeah.
Or Leroy Fair. Is he still at QPR? God, he is, isn't he?
Leroy Fair. I was thinking the wrong... What happened last year then?
We got promoted
to
the championship.
Are you saying the Neil Adams year?
Well, yeah, when Chris Hughton was sacked and we were relegated.
Well, yeah, we didn't say that.
I said the season we
got
relegated.
Yeah, but Chris Hughton. That was the Chris Hughton stroke Neil Adams year, which...
Should we wrap this up?
By default means that I won that.
Should we wrap this up?
Go on then. So what are we going to do now then?
Will happen, won't happen in the week ahead.
Are you sure you're going to do this? Because it doesn't go very well very often.
No, it's not. But I've written them all this time, so it might be funny.
Here we go then. 1, 2, 3.
Will!
Alex Neil sorts out two defensive problems in one by handing a Premier League debut to Declan Rudd at right back.
Nice.
Won't!
point.
Dan is forced to apologise for his violently bloodthirsty reaction after a fan behind him suggests that Tim Sherwood should replace Alex Neil as Norwich manager.
Ooh, controversial.
It's going to happen.
Well,
it's not going to happen. Sorry.
I've done the will.
It's not going to happen. But someone will suggest it. Alex Neil reveals the mystery injury was a nappy rash to Wes Houlihan's backside after Russell Martin mistook him for his newborn baby.
Oh, controversial as well.
Won't.
Dan and John record their next podcast from hospital beds after Kyle Lafferty gets wind of the Christmas party advert.
Oh, I hope you enjoy the Christmas advert, because that was an advert for Christmas. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit, I need to press this button.